a railroad oil explosion. And there's so much more to Castleton than that.
What Castleton should be known for, he says, are its good schools and fertile soil. He's confident that the risk posed by oil trains will be reduced, and Castleton can once again be known as safe, not just unscathed. For NPR News, I'm Emily Guerin.
Emily's story comes to us from Inside Energy. That's a public media collaboration focused on America's energy issues. This is NPR News.
It's 8:49. It's Morning Edition on WIOL. We will stay with Morning Edition. No Morning Agriculture Report this morning on AM 580. Classical music is beginning right now with the classic Morning Prelude on FM 90.9. Coming up on the program, pop music was nominated this year by just a few songs, whether it was multi-month chart-topping runs by Meghan Trainor's All About That Bass or Magic's Rude. Hit by hit sucked all the air out of the room. NPR will delve into the year-end pop charts and discover just below the upper echelon of monster hits there are riches to be found. Partly sunny around the region, a chance of flurries this morning, mostly sunny later on, and a high around 22. Tonight, partly cloudy, the low dips down to 6 degrees. With a wind chill, it feels like 0 to 10 below. Sunny tomorrow, a high of 20, mostly clear tomorrow night, a low of 13 degrees. And temperatures rising after midnight. Wind chill readings again 0 to 10 below. Sunny skies on New Year's Day, a high of 32. Thursday night, partly cloudy, a low of 22. Partly sunny on Friday, the high 35 degrees.
2014 has been another fantastic year for WIOL. We have delivered to you, our audience, outstanding local and national programs. Quality programs and services come at a cost. We seek to start 2015 on strong financial footing so we can continue to share the best that public radio has to offer. Our goal is to raise over $1 million by December 31st. Please help us to get there with your year-end gift. Call 217-244-9455 or go to willpledge.org.
18 degrees on Friends Plaza. It's 8:51.
This is Morning Edition from NPR News. Good morning, I'm David Green.
And I'm Steve Inskeep. A big concern during every holiday season is driving. Every year, some 10,000 people in this country alone are killed in crashes involving a drunk driver. Now researchers say there are steps communities can take to decrease the number of drivers who are drunk. NPR's Patty Naiman reports.
When police strictly enforce traffic laws, drunk driving decreases. Jim Fell is a public health researcher at the Pacific Institute for Research and Evaluation. He wanted to know exactly which laws worked the best. He looked at 30 different communities and tallied up how often police pulled suspicious drivers to the side of the road to check their license and their sobriety.
In those communities that had high traffic stops, the impaired driving was very low. In the communities that had very few traffic stops, the impaired driving was much higher, on the order of 2 to 3 times higher than in the communities that had many traffic stops.
The same went for arrests for driving under the influence. The more arrests, the less drunk driving. In large part, Fell says that's because when people see someone pulled to the side of the road by a cop, they'll likely consider their own speed and sobriety.
People see them and they say, boy, the cops are out this weekend. I better be careful. I better not drink and drive.
A few decades ago, the group Mothers Against Drunk Driving put faces behind the fatalities and pressured states to get tough with drunk driving laws. States responded, and rates of drunk driving decreased by nearly half. Researcher Fell says it's time to step up enforcement once again. Right now, a blood alcohol concentration level of 0.08% means intoxication.
And that's about 4 drinks for a 170-pound male within 1 hour on an empty stomach. So you can imagine that's quite a bit of alcohol.
A lot more than some countries allow. In Australia and all of Europe, drivers are considered drunk if they've consumed about 2.5 drinks in 1 hour. Adopting similar standards has been recommended by highway state officials in this country, but so far no states have made the change. Patty Naiman, NPR News.
This year, pop music was dominated by just a few songs. There was the multi-month chart-topping All About That Bass from Meghan Trainor. There was also Rude from Magic. And there was the YouTube-dominating Anaconda from Nicki Minaj. Hit after hit sucked all the air out of the room. Well, NPR Music's pop critic Ann Powers has been digging into the year-end pop charts, and she says that just below that upper echelon of monster hits, there are riches to be found. And Ann, you are all about that bass. It's always fun to talk about music with you. Welcome back to the program.
No trouble, David.
So give us some treats. What have you brought us?
I wanted to start with one of my favorite realms within pop, the land of the boy band. So we're going to hear a boy duo called MKTO with their song Classic.
Ooh, pretty baby, this world might have gone crazy. The way you save me, who could blame me when I just want to make you smile? I want to thrill you like Michael. I want to kiss you like Prince. Let's get it on like Marvin Gaye. For you like this.
This is great.
Yeah, totally. And I mean, you know, they make the obvious Michael Jackson and Prince references, but they throw Donny Hathaway in there. You have to like that. These are two young guys, Malcolm Kelly and Tony Aller, who met on the set of a Nickelodeon-related show called Gigantic. What's interesting, David, is that teen pop, and specifically what we call boy bands, now hold up the torch, really, for classic rock and soul. This year we had the breakthrough of the wonderful Australian band 5 Seconds of Summer, who, I mean, to me are just like almost a punk band. They're a pop punk band for sure, but it's really good music, and not only tweens should have it.
Well, what are you saying they're carrying the torch for R&B? I mean, these two guys are reaching back and talking about Donny Hathaway, the great soul singer. I mean, what do you mean by that?
They're tapping into that quality of it that's about love and fun and dancing, and I really like that about it.
Okay, so that's classic. How about something right now? You have an R&B song that you feel like captures the sound of the moment.
Yes, right now. Some young artists are making truly cutting-edge music that connects with electronic music, that is deeply invested in hip-hop, and that reaches back to a different legacy, the legacy of artists like Aaliyah, producers like Timbaland. So the track we're going to listen to was produced by a young guy named DJ Mustard, and it is by the singer Tinashe. It's called Two On.
You really do feel the electronic mixing in a kind of interesting way.
Yeah, and this whole album by Tinashe, it's very ambient, it's kind of psychedelic, it really goes beyond cliches of R&B. And I just have to shout out DJ Mustard, too, who had more than a dozen hits on the top 40 this year with those minimalist beats that blend kind of elements of house and southern hip-hop music in a way that's very accessible but still, I think, really sophisticated.
We probably have time for one more. What else do you have?
Well, I wanted to really talk about the future, David, where I think pop music is going and America is going, which is to become a truly multicultural, multilingual place. And nobody's repping that harder than Enrique Iglesias.
A familiar name.
He's had 25 hits or something like that. He's the great ambassador of Latin pop. And this year he had a really great party song called Bailando.
So Ann Powers, as we wrap up 2014, it feels like there's a lot of variety in pop. I mean, what's going on? Are people kind of segregating into smaller niches, or is this because each listener really wants a diverse experience when they're listening?
I think we're in a moment that's a lot like the mid-50s. At that time, rock and roll was all about indie labels from different regions of the country offering new sounds. And right now, the regions are not physical. They're more like regions in cyberspace. And all of these regions are bubbling up and producing different sounds and crossing over and talking to each other in these songs. At the top of the charts, it may seem things are very much the same, but just go a little deeper and you'll see, I think, that rich, bubbling, I don't know, that bubbling swamp that's going to produce the next amazing thing. So I'm excited about right now in pop.
I am too. Hanging out in a bubbling swamp with NPR Music's pop critic
with
Ann Powers.
With Enrique Iglesias. That's really what I want to be doing.
Oh my. Thank you, Ann.
Thank you, David. Happy New Year.
We're moving in the studio. It's Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm David Green.
I'm Steve Inskeep.
This is Illinois Public Media, WIOL AM 580 and WIOL FM 90.9 HD3 Urbana. Stay tuned for another hour of Morning Edition. Partly sunny around the region, a chance of flurries today. Highs around 22 degrees, partly cloudy tonight, a low down to 6 degrees. With the wind chill, it feels like 0 to 10 below. Sunny tomorrow, the high around 20 degrees. Right now, 18 on Friends Plaza.
I'm Robin Young. What were the best books of 2014? And NPR Editor's List includes her guilty pleasure, Philippa Gregory's The King's Curse.
Put somebody in a bodice, put a headdress on him, give me Henry VIII, and I'm a happy lady.
That's next time on Here and Now from NPR and WBUR Boston.
Weekdays starting at noon on AM 580.
Good morning. A new year means new hope that three imprisoned journalists could go free in Egypt. We'll hear about their case and also their appeal in this hour of Morning Edition from NPR News. A Russian court has given a suspended sentence to one of President Vladimir Putin's loudest critics. I'm David Green.
And I'm Steve Inskeep. We'll report on that case and also on a dilemma that far too many parents face. It's how to explain war to children. Parents spoke with Emily Harris after the war between Israel and Hamas. Also this hour, 2015 may bring intensified fights over abortion. And our series on early reading takes us to a public library. It's Tuesday, December 30th, the birthday of Sean Hannity. The radio and television anchor is 53 years old. And the news is next.